Andrea from Los Angeles. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning.
So good morning to each of you, and welcome to the Master's Call. I'm going to call this Stay Focused Friday. This is Friday, February the 17th, and we're going to focus on Jesus today. So no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what is coming against you, we're just going to focus on Jesus and know that all is well. In 2012, you have just dialed in to the Master's Call, and we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. On behalf of our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas, we welcome each one of you. I thank God for Dr. Vanessa and for Dr. P.K. because without them, this call would not be possible. We're able to call in every Monday through Friday to this line, and we've been able to do that since October the 25th, 2010. And if you're just calling in to the Master's Call for the first time, we welcome you to this line. And I just want to let you know that this call has a website. So if you missed any of the messages, if you want to just go back and hear something through the weekend or through the later part of your day when we're not all on the line together, then I say utilize our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The mission statement for this call is that your life will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as believers as you begin your day. The scripture reference that we have can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we here on the Master's Call say and know that everything that we do, everything that we say and think here is all about the Master. The Bible says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. And through our fast and our consecration, we found that when we put Jesus ahead of everything, that everything else just works it out. It says to cast your cares upon me, and I will give you rest. So when we give those things to God, truly he works it out. It's just like me asking you, can you pay all of my bills? And I'm asking you that, and you say, you know what? Sure, Sister Tiffany, I'll go ahead and pay your bills for you. I just need you to give them all to me. That's the only way that I can make it happen. So today the Lord is asking you to cast everything to him. That means you give it to him and you leave it with him. You do not take it back. Give God the praise and glory on this call this morning. If you would like to be a prayer intercessor, or if you have any prayer requests, if you just want to find out information, you want to get connected, then I say use our email address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Some of you have been saying, you know, extravaganza is coming up, and maybe you need a roommate, or you have an extra room, or you have a desire to room with someone. Just send us that information, and we will definitely reply to you. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. See, the thread that brought us all together is none other than Artist International, founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 20-plus years ago. An appointment with Artist will truly change your life. If you're a distributor on the line, make sure you check your back office, because there are a lot of promotions going on right now that will help you, first of all, gain extra points and money for next month. And there's also promotions that will allow someone else to experience what Artist is truly about. If you're not an Artist distributor on the line this morning and you want to know what we're talking about, then I say get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will share truly what Artist International is all about. At this time, I'm going to ask Minister Candy if she would come to the line and open us up in a word of prayer this morning. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Praise God.
Father God, we enter your courts with thanksgiving, and we come into your gates with praise, Lord. We bow before you this morning, Father God. We command our day to line up with the word of God. Declare that this is a great day because it is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We declare that we are children and we are full of the inheritance of Father Abraham. We declare that we are more than conquerors and we will defeat every attack, the enemy. We declare that we are above only and not beneath, and no weapon formed against us will prosper, but will be defeated in Jesus' name. We declare that we are the lender and not the borrower, and that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory. Father God, we declare that we are contributors to this purpose that you have for our lives, oh God. We will be diligent in that you have called us to do. And Father God, I just want to take time this morning to thank you. Thank you for the founders of this call, Lord. Thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Thank you that they answered the call for this ministry, the master's call. And Father God, I pray that you continue to bless them. Thank you for all of our listeners. And I pray that each one under the sound of my voice is blessed this morning. Bless their coming in and bless their going out. Father God, I come with you to you this morning, just binding the hand of the enemy. I draw the bloodline between us and them, and I command that it does not touch us, cannot come near us. Father, I give charge to the angels, and I release the Holy Spirit in the atmosphere this morning. I command all satanic influence and all demonic hindrances and every dark spirit to disappear and vanish from the frequencies of this call. I thank you that the power of the Holy Spirit is roaming through the phone lines, searching for hearts that are pure, searching for hearts that are humble, searching for hearts that are yielded, searching for hearts that are full of integrity. Father God, I thank and praise you for our speaker, Dr. Vanessa, this morning. Father, I pray that the words that come forth from her are coming straight from the throne of God. Father God, we just give you the honor, the praise, and the glory in Jesus' name this morning and every morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Candy, for opening us up in prayer this morning and clearing the heavens for the word to go forth. At this time, it is time for us to hear what thus says the word of the Lord. Our speaker for this morning is a founder here on the Master's Call. She ministers the practical and prophetic word of God. She strives to help equip us in becoming effective witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. Our anointed mouthpiece for this morning comes by way of Prairie View this morning, where she has been so affectionately and tenderly caring for her parents. She is the pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Ministry in Texas. She is anointed, appointed, and I'm telling you, she is full of affirmations that are truly changing our lives. So at this time, it is my honor, my privilege, my pleasure to bring to each of you none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning to our Master's Call family. We praise God for each and every one of you. Truly, this is an exciting day. I know some of you all are looking forward to the long weekend as we celebrate President's Weekend. And we're just excited of what God is doing, as we always say, what he has done, what he is doing, and wow, put on those spiritual safety belts for what he is going to do. Well, I am pinch hitting this morning for Minister Robin. She is under the weather. Please keep her in prayer as she just takes a little time and gives her body some rest. But I am honored to minister to your hearts this morning, as I've been doing every time I've been speaking this month. We want to again reflect and celebrate what God has done for African Americans as we look on the genesis of the history of Black Americans. And I've just had a ball, as I always reflect, on the awesome accomplishments that Black Americans had made in spite of our turbulent history. And we all know that Dr. Carter G. Woodson, we can credit, with the founding of Black History Month. It started out again as Black History Week back in 1926 and later evolved into Black History Month. Well, I have today some little-known Black history facts that I want to cover first before we get into our message, because I believe as we know our history, as we know where we came from, we're more encouraged and empowered. That's what kids always look for, in role models. We have some awesome role models as a people. And I found these facts from the Biography Channel. I don't know if you ever watch the Biography Channel, but I love to watch the Biography Channel because it amazes me as we, quote, celebrate famous people. It's just ordinary people who chose to reach higher, the eagles, and accomplish extraordinary things. And I have a few facts this morning that I think will bless you from our archive of Black history. Allensworth, Allensworth, Allensworth is the only California community to be founded, financed, and governed by African Americans. It was created by Allensworth in 1908, and the town was built with the intention of establishing a self-sufficient, all-black city where African Americans could live their lives free of racial discrimination. That was done way back in 1908, back in your part of the town, Miss Tiffany, in your part of the world of the West Coast. Another fact, African-American performer Josephine Baker extricated to France, and she famously smuggled military intelligence to our French allies during World War II, and she did this by pinning secrets inside of her dress, as well as writing them in invisible ink on her music sheets, or sheets of music. We all have heard of prominent figure Josephine Baker. Another fact, before he was a renowned artist, Romer Burden was also a talented baseball player. He was recruited by the Philadelphia Athletics on the pretext that he would agree to pass as white. Well, he turned down this offer, instead choosing to work on his art. Here's another very interesting fact. In 1938, the First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt challenged the segregation rules at the Southern Conference of Human Welfare in Birmingham, Alabama, so she could sit next to African-American educator Mary McLeod Bethune, whom she referred to as her closest friend in her age group. Got some more exciting facts. Female science fiction author Octavia Butler was dyslexic. Despite her disorder, she went on to win 2 Hugo Awards and 2 Nobelis for her writing. So even for those who say they're dyslexic and can't read left to right or right to left and see things backwards, wow, in spite of the challenge she arose. This one was very interesting to me. Revenue from musician Nat King Cole's record sales financed a majority of Capitol Records' success during the 1950s, so much that the distinctive Capitol Records building on and in Los Angeles became known as the house that Nate built. All right. Fact 31, here's another one. Paul Coffey, an African-American philanthropist, a ship captain, and devout Quaker, transported 38 free African Americans to Sierra Leone, Africa, in 1815. He did that way back then in hopes of establishing Western Africa. He is also credited with founding the first integrated school in Massachusetts. Now, this one is very awesome, and I know we've all heard this term, but remember this person, Tice Davis, T-I-C-E, Tice Davis, was a runaway slave from Kentucky, and he was the inspiration for the first usage of the term Underground Railroad. See, Davis's owner assumed the slave had drowned when he attempted his swim across the Ohio River, and his owner told the local paper that if Davis had escaped, he must have traveled on an Underground Railroad. Davis, however, did live and gave the Underground Railroad its now famous name. And last but not least, Thomas Andrew Dorsey was considered the father of gospel music for combining sacred words like secular rhythm, and his most famous composition, Take My Hand, Precious Lord, was recorded by the likes of Elvis Presley, Mahalia Jackson, and many, many others. So we want to be reminded as we continue to go through Black History Month that we have a rich heritage as a people. God has done some awesome things in us, and he's passed the baton to each and every one of us to do our part. I'm going to now continue in my series that I started earlier entitled Overcoming Temptations. Our subtitle was Facing Our Conflicts, Cultivating Character, and Challenging Ungodly Compromise. Again, overcoming temptations, facing our conflicts, cultivating character, and challenging ungodly compromise. You remember the theme that the Lord dropped in my spirit at the beginning of this year in 2012, All Is Well. And one of the main reasons that we do observe Black History Month is we want to look from an historical and biblical perspective about our history, our heritage, and how God's favor and our legacy of faith has brought us through a turbulent history, but through a persevering people who knew and loved Jesus Christ. And they overcame challenges, and they overcame temptations that could have held us back from the many benefits and blessings we enjoy today. I referenced earlier, just like the Jews, we've experienced slavery, persecution, discrimination, and degradation, yet we still stand strong as a people, even with our Joseph in the White House, showing God's favor and his persevering spirit, showing God's faithfulness. And because of our rich commitment, and we have many cultures, the Irish culture, the Hispanic culture, who is writing their own history right now. We've experienced and gone through many things and faced conflicts, trusting in God and his promises. And through these conflicts, it helped develop character, and it challenged us not to co-sign with ungodly compromise. Compromise in itself is not bad, but ungodly compromise can be deadly. And we use the text scripture to justify this journey, and it can be found in 1 Corinthians 10, 12 through 15. 1 Corinthians 10, when Paul was writing to the church at Corinth, we talked about it being a seaport city where all kinds of lascivious behavior, everything, anything under the sun was going on, and they birthed a church at Corinth there. And in that 12 through 15th verse, I'm reading from the NIV, it reads, "So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to man." In other words, I don't care what comes at us. The Bible says no temptation has overtaken you and I except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. When you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. So what that did was it took away a whole bunch of excuses that you and I have used on why we failed to different temptations, why we didn't stand firm. We talked about choosing to be faithful instead of foolish. When we hit that fork in the road, when temptation was waving that flag, trying to woo us in a direction that was not God, it's up to us to stir up the gifts inside of us and choose to be faithful to God's word and not foolish. And verse 14 said, "Therefore, my dear friends, flee from idolatry." He was talking to the massive amount of idolatry going on in Corinth. "I speak to sensible people." So he's saying God's endowed us with good sense, judgment. Judge for yourselves what I say. So we started last time talking about when you face conflicts, and most of us, we hate confrontation. We hate to deal with possible conflict. We'd rather ignore it, not deal with the situation that might lead to conflict. But God wants us to seek his face,
get his strategy. These are opportunities sometimes for us to see how awesome our God is. We cannot have the ostrich ministry and bury our heads in the sand. We can't go into denial because that opens a door of deception and delusion into our heart. But instead, seek the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16, and Ephesians 4:15, that's the theme of our Gathering of the Eagles ministry, says, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ Jesus. See, it's not even what we say, it's how we say it. We talked about last time challenges like Joshua facing the wall of Jericho, and he had to deal with it, and how God gave him a unique strategy. We talked about Jehoshaphat, and in 2 Chronicles, when God told him to put first the praise and worshipers out in front. You know, if you're going into a battle, and think about it, you know, these are ordinary people that God endowed with the anointing to do supernatural things. Can you imagine you're facing enemies with spears and swords, and God says, hold up, put the singers up front. I know most of us would turn around and say, I think I short-circuited heaven. I don't believe God said that. And as I said before, isn't it prophetic? In most of our church services, what's the first thing that we do when we start our service before the word comes forth? We prepare the heavens with praise and worship. And in that 2 Chronicles 20, that verse 15, it ends with saying, reminding us, do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude in case when you're facing that great challenge. For the battle is not yours, but it's God. And we talked before about my favorite book of the Bible, the book of James, James 4. That seventh verse said, submit yourselves. Got to submit ourselves first. Submit yourselves then to God. You can resist the devil and he will flee from you. We talked about how Esther had to face her challenge and her conflict, and she put everyone on a fast, even the animals, before she went in to see the king. And we used the text, the song, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. And we talked about when we face our conflict, we have to faithfully fight manfully onward. And we talked about three reasons before, three systems to use. First, to be proactive, not always reactionary, every day. Put on our armor of God, our Ephesians 6, get dressed for battle. We're all in a war, whether you want to be in a war or not. The enemy does not fight fair. He's trying to take all of us out with the TKO, all of us, to react and do things we shouldn't do, to yield to some temptation. See, we're talking this morning about overcoming our temptations, facing those conflicts, cultivating the character, and not yielding to ungodly compromise. We talked last time about be open and aware that the temptations come from everywhere, everywhere. First, even within our soulless realm, when our body wants something it shouldn't have, eating things, or our emotions are craving for things that it shouldn't desire. From our family, often asking us to do things that are unscriptural, not meaning to be malicious toward us, but just being self-centered sometimes, which can get us out of position with God. From friends, when we experience peer pressure, or trying to fit in, and it all works from that devil to get us out of position, to get us out of communion with God, so that we ourselves will abort our dreams, our vision, our destinies. In Hebrews 2, that 18th verse says, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Christ was born to model the message that those who are being tempted, we can overcome it as we walk this thing called Christianity out every day. And then we're now talking about cultivating character, cultivating godly character. First, having godly character is living out the fruit of the Spirit. We all know in Galatians 5, again, when Paul was writing to the church at Galatia, that fifth chapter, the 22nd through 23rd verse, he gives us 9 fruit of the Spirit. These are our character, our attributes. See, many times our gifts and talent get us places that our character, the lack of this fruit, can't keep us. Some of us are talented to sing, but we have horrible personalities. Some of us are articulate and great negotiators, but we're big procrastinators. And see, we have to have the character of God. What is a character? Well, that 22nd verse and 23rd says, and I believe it's in biblical order, building a firm foundation. But the fruit of the Spirit, the character of God, is first love. That's agape love. Our lives should demonstrate the love of God. And we've talked about in times past, the love is 1 Corinthians 13 love. It's a love that doesn't keep a record of right or wrongs. It's patient. It's kind. It's not arrogant. It's not puffed up. It doesn't remind you every time what you did in the past. Say amen or oh me. And see, that's the character of God, to be forgiving and having a loving countenance. And then the next fruit was joy. Some of us just got to notify our face that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And to have peace. You know, I told you, I believe in a drama-free life. Got to get the things and situations out of your life that always keep drama up. We want to live a peaceable life that 1 Timothy 3 talks about, to embrace peace so that you can hear clearly what thus saith the word of the Lord. Then there's long-suffering. Some of us quit too soon. Some of us, I call it, we're sprint runner saints. We got to be marathon saints. We got to be in it for the long haul. Many of us, if it doesn't go right immediately, we're ready to throw in the towel. Yet we've been sinning, yet we've been having a bad disposition, yet we've been doing something wrong for 20 years, and we don't want to give God 2 days to turn it around. Long suffering, it develops our character. Then kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. My time is up, but we're going to talk some more about cultivating godly character. I know some of us are saying, ouch, OB. That's all right. Well, all of us are saying it every day because cultivating godly character is a process. But if we're going to overcome temptations, God said we got to quit lying to ourselves. With every temptation, God makes a way of escape. So when we get to that fork in the road today, every day, we're going to choose to be faithful. We're not going to choose to be foolish. We're going to choose to say, what does the word of God say about it? What is the Spirit of the Lord speaking to me? And with that as our roadmap, as our foundation, we'll always be able to overcome temptations, to face the conflicts, to cultivate the character, and to challenge our ungodly compromise. And we speak and seal this word in our spirits today in Jesus' name. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that powerful word, overcoming temptation, facing our conflict, cultivating godly character, and challenging ungodly compromise. A few nuggets that she said in her message that we just need to reflect back on. And she said, conflict develops our character. Choose to be faithful and not to be foolish. Speak the truth in love. Submit yourselves this day to the Lord and overcome your challenges. How powerful is that? Is that message? If you've missed any points, then go ahead and use the replay number 712-432-1085 and pass this message on to someone so that their lives will be changed and blessed this day. Minister Kathy, if you would come to the line right now and seal this word and this call out in prayer. We will have praise reports and prayer reports after this call. The first part of this call is complete. Minister Kathy, are you there?
I'm here. Evangelist Tiffany, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, my sister.
Praise God. What a powerful word. I tell you, every time we're hearing the word, it is to do our hearts good and do our spirits good. So we praise God for Pastor Vanessa. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this wonderful opportunity to come together as a TMC family. Lord, we thank you for your word that has gone forth today with power and with your anointing. We bless you now for your servant. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to pour into her life everything that she pours out so unselfishly, Lord God. We just bless you for her sacrifices. And we thank you, Lord God, for everyone that is this call today, all of those that are on our prayer list, Lord God, we thank you that you are indeed the healing Jesus, and we're absolutely standing in agreement with those that desire healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. All of those, Lord God, that are in need of financial breakthrough, we thank you that you are the God that provides every need. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the one that gives us peace. You are Jehovah Shalom today. And we're asking, Lord God, for all of those that are walking through this season right now of needing your comfort, needing your love, to wrap your arms around them, Lord God, in this season. We thank you, Lord God, that there is nobody else like you. There's nobody else that we can turn to. There's nobody else that we can look up to. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that in this season, in this time, that you continue to build us up, oh God, build up our character so that we might represent you in all that we do and all that we say. Help us, oh God, as we go out today, that we stand in agreement with the word that has gone out before today on this call. We bless you for everything that's been said and done, and we love you and appreciate you. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Evangelist Sydney.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for closing us out in prayer. To you, Minister Candy, thank you for opening us up in prayer. And to you, Dr. Vanessa, thank you for the word of God this morning. And what would this call be without each of you who have doubt in the TMC family? We thank God for each of you. And our prayer is that you will accept and obey the will of God as you go out this day to be that great minister in the marketplace that you are. Have a prosperous day. Stay focused on Jesus on this Friday, and we will hear you on the call on Monday. Goodbye for now. Okay, we are in part two of the Master's Call, where we take praise, we hear praise reports and take prayer requests. So if you have something that you want to say, go ahead and press star 6 on your phone, and you will come into the queue. Please listen for your number to be called. The first 6 digits of your telephone number will be called out. Once you hear that, go ahead and speak. Who's on the team? Who am I tag teaming with today?
Well, first we have 317-291, Sister Jackie, 317-291.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm calling in with a prayer request. Actually, it's 2 prayer requests. Recently, I had contacted you for prayer for 2 families, the Grady family and the Lloyd family.
Yes.
And on the Grady family, she buried her brother on Saturday, this past Saturday. And when I get off of this call today, I'm headed to the hospital now because my friend of 51 years, Kathy, which was the brother of Keith Grady, has been hospitalized with pulmonary problems. So I'm going to see about her, so I'm asking that you keep her uplifted in your prayers. Her name is Kathy Grady. And then also in the Ed Lloyd family that I requested prayer for, he buried his mom. His mom had a homegoing service on Monday. And during the preparations for these services, his father collapsed with a heart attack. And just prior to the services, they put his father in hospice and just said that all they could do is keep him comfortable. So please keep those 2 families in prayer. Keep them uplifted in your prayers.
Amen, amen. We will continue to pray for the Grady and the Lloyd family and continue to keep you lifted up in prayer as well. Thank you, Jackie, for your faithfulness and for your request this morning.
Next we have 571-251 in Virginia. Every time I unmute you, you mute yourself back. 571-251.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Angela, Alexandria, Virginia, just a praise report because I started a new contract with my business and it's going well, and I have a potential to add another client to that, so I'm asking for prayer for that and just thanking God that, oh, my God, so many blessings are coming left and right. I just thank you guys for this call so much.
Amen. Thank God. All right. That was Angela. Now we're going to 773, I think that's Chicago, 773-731.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Oh, I just thank God for you, Pastor Vanessa. God, I just send hugs and kisses to you. Thank God for you answering the call. But I'm not going to hold it. I thank God for Tiffany. Oh, my. I'm just going to just go on because, oh, God is just awesome. I have prayer requests. I have a prayer request for Brenda. She was sent to the emergency because she had a bump on her head. So I want prayer for Brenda. I also want prayer for Ruby Tucker. She been diagnosed with breast cancer. I want prayer for Isaiah. He has a collapsed lung.
Where was that? Did you say Isaiah?
Isaiah.
Oh, Isaiah. Okay.
And Chom Tucker, for her throat, and she's aching all over in her body.
And what was her name?
Charm. Charm, C-H-A-R-M.
Charm Tucker, okay.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, can you repeat? What
and you her throat, for her throat, throat and she's aching in her body all over. And for Bueller, that's Charm and Brenda is Bueller's children. So the enemy is attacking her and her body as well. And Elizabeth, she's an elderly lady. She fell. And for Betty Kennedy, prayer for her sons, Chuck and Vernon. Chuck is jealous of Vernon, and they, you know, it's confusion. And Betty Kennedy, she wants her house fixed up, and Chuck, he wasn't doing anything, but Vernon and the other brother came in and helped out, and it does look much better than it was before, but Vernon is willing to just help his mother out financially, and he knows how to do the work in the house. But Chuck is jealous, and, you know, he caused confusion, so it's a lot of strife. So Vernon left.
That's good. We're just going to cover your prayer, sweetheart. We're just going to stop there because we don't want to.
Okay.
You don't want to keep speaking and reinforcing the problem.
Okay. And Tom Smith, his mother died. So they have the home going today. And the last one is Marlita Smith. Her brother died. And that's going to end my prayer request.
We love you so much, baby, and we will definitely lift each and every one of those requests up in prayer. Thank you for being so faithful to the call.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you, and have a blessed weekend. Did you get all of that, Miss Tiffany?
I believe so. I just, Isaiah, what was Isaiah's request?
Isaiah's, his lung.
Lung, okay. Collapsed lung, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Wanda. We love you. God bless you.
Amen. We're going to go to Houston, Texas, to our dear sister, Miss Angela. The floor is yours.
Good morning. Thank you all. Good morning, everybody, for your prayers and everything. Record. We did go to court. My daughter went to hearing on Monday last week. And they're trying to get her to negotiate something, but she's an RN, and so right now things are in the app because they really don't have anything. Everything is so vague. So I'm just asking for a prayer that we continue to pray. We go back to court. I go back to court on the 9th of March, and she go back on the 13th. So we just praying for a dismissal, and also just pray out for my family and people that's in bereavement that has lost loved ones. You know, I just thank y'all all the time for this prayer line. Sometimes I don't shout out, but I'll be on it. Might catch the end of it, but I still get on it. It makes my whole day. But thank you, Dr. Mm.
Amen. Well, we have definitely been praying for you and lifting you and your daughter up and already decreeing the Jehovah Nissi victory on that situation. It's just a test for your testimony, Miss Angela. All right, we're going to go. It looks like North Carolina, 919-359, you're up.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. This is Angeline.
Good morning, Miss Angeline. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I have a praise report, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen. We'll take that praise report.
Okay. I wanted to let everyone know that yesterday was my six-year anniversary that I had my stroke. And on yesterday, I was crying, not sadness, but tears of joy that I'm still here. And when I realized that I was wiping my face with my left hand, I have not moved this hand in 6 years. And on yesterday, I was able to wipe my face with my left hand.
Has it been 6 years since your stroke?
Yes.
Wow.
Yesterday was 6 years.
Glory to God.
I was able to raise my arm high enough. I've been able to move it up as far as my breast. But yesterday, I was able to raise it as far enough to wipe my face with my left arm and hand. Praising God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You have been truly a testimony. Walking through with that stroke, many we have lost with that, but you have been a testimony. And we'll just continue to celebrate that six-year anniversary, and we know there's going to be 60 more, and your body will continue to heal itself, and we just continue to cover you in prayer, Angeline. Thank you so much for calling in with that praise report. That is awesome. We're going to clear the queue. So if there's anybody else before we close out the call and cover our prayer request on Friday, I tell you, that just excites me because many of you all don't know. Angeline has really walked through a storm, and God has been faithful with her and to see her body. And those products, boy, and just prayer and products and artist products, that just makes my day. Praise God. Praise God. Is there anybody else before we close out in prayer who has a praise report or a prayer request? You can just hit *6 and it'll put you in queue, and then we'll bring you on the line. We want to definitely continue to lift up Pawpaw. I spoke with Platinum President Marie Preston yesterday, and he still is in intensive care. Well, they're taking him back and forth to dialysis, and an ambulance has to carry him, and he's talking, but just a little bit. So I want to definitely cover them in prayer. And I am excited to announce that our Platinum President, Marie Preston, will be going to Chicago the 26th, 27th, and 28th. She has been invited by the Muslims to speak at their convention. They read her book about the God of a Second Chance, and many of you all know her testimony, where she had been incarcerated, sentenced to 40 years, and didn't serve the 10, and just is totally radical, sold out to the Lord, and her ministry, Elite Ladies of Expression, and the work they do in the Houston area with the homeless and ministering to prostitutes and just bringing people out of the jaws of death and sin. And she told them, y'all know I love Jesus, and you know with her simplistic, beautiful, anointed spirit, but they have asked her to speak at their convention with over 20,000 people, and she will also be ministering to the women there, and this is the first time ever they've let someone who's an open, confessing Christian come in. Don't you tell me, my God, and hooking things up and making a way out of no way. So with that kind of assignment, the spiritual warfare we know will be intense. So she's taking a team. I know Godmother's going to be going with her, and some other ladies will be journeying to traveling to Chicago. So I'm really asking our TMC family, if anybody has been so faithful on this call since day one, she is one of the people that Dr. PK and I called to even ask her godly counsel before we even started this call. And if she, I mean, every morning she's on this call or getting on it or calling to let me know if she wasn't on it. And I appreciate her so much as a pillar. And when God opens these kinds of doors, I'm really asking our TMC family to keep her lifted up. And you know how much he loves her. Papa, her dad, and she, like me, we're daddy's girls. Old, but we're still daddy's girls. So keep him lifted up, but also begin to bombard heaven as she prepares her way to head towards Chicago for that meeting at the end of this month. All right, Minister Tiffany, I'm going to let you go on and cover our prayer request to close it out in prayer and close out the call, please.
Amen. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Okay, let us bow and go to the throne of grace. Most glorious Father, we just thank you for this appointed and divine time that you have allowed for each of us to gather this morning. We thank you that you woke us up, Father, and we know that you have a plan and purpose for our life. We thank you for each and every person who came on to give praise to you, who came on to ask for special requests, and we come right now just lifting those needs up to you, and also those needs that were unspoken, Lord. You know our hearts and you know our cares, Father, so we cast them upon you today so that we will be able to rest in you. We thank you for Jackie and for her consistency on the line. We pray for total and complete healing in her body and in her family, Lord. We come lifting up the Grady family and the Lloyd family to you as they have buried loved ones, Father, and now things are going on with Kathy, and we pray, Father God, that total and complete healing will be given to Kathy as well as the Lloyd family, Father God, for the father, Father God, as he has experienced a heart attack, Father. We know that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper, so have your way, oh God. We thank you for Angela and for her faithfulness to this call. We thank you for the new things that you are doing in her life, the new places, the new people that she's meeting, the new business growth in her lives, and also in the lives of each and every artist distributor, Lord. Send them new business, new contact, new money, new prospects in the name of Jesus as we continue to be products of the product and share what we have, Lord. I thank you for Wanda and for her faithfulness to the TMC call. I pray right now that you will send total and complete healing to Brenda, Father God, to Tom Smith, to Maleto Smith, to Betty, to Beulah, to Elizabeth, to Isis, to Charm, Lord, total and complete healing for every name that she called out, Lord. We know that you are a miracle worker and that you are doing great things, Lord. So heal right now in the name of Jesus. For Angela and for Jacqueline, Lord, you are the lawyer in the courtroom. You are the judge in the courtroom. So I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would go into the courtroom now, even though they won't be there until March, Father. I just pray that you would give them the Jehovah Nisi victory that they need in their situation in court. And for every other court appearance that needs to be made through one of our TMC family members, I just ask right now that you would intercede on their behalf and give them the favor that only comes from you. I thank you for the praise report for Sister Angeline this morning. I thank you for her faithfulness as she has gone through, Lord. You are showing her that you are turning her situation into pure gold. I praise you, Lord, because, see, your miracles have not expired. I thank you that she was able to lift up her left hand, Lord, and wipe the tears from her eyes. And I'm telling you, Lord, I just thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise and honor on her behalf right now because you are showing us that you are showing up and showing out for your people, oh God. And we just thank you. We thank you for Paul Preston. And we say total and complete healing for him right now in the name of Jesus. Restore his body. Restore his cells. Recirculate his blood and his body. And for Marie Preston, Lord, thank you for her faithfulness and her commitment. Her commitment to her family, her commitment to her artist family, her commitment to the people in the world who she needs to share with, Lord, her testimony, Father God. And I thank you for opening the door and giving her the opportunity to go to Chicago and show them Jesus, Father God. You are sending her into a Muslim condition, a convention where she is talking about Jesus. So I pray that your manifested power and glory will be upon her, Godmother Dorothy, and all the other ladies from the Elite Ladies of Expression, that they will continue to go out and share you and that people's lives will change as a result of the messages that you have for her. For Mary Napoleon, Lord, we continue to lift her up, continue to restore her body, and for each and every artist distributor on this line and connected to the artist family, Lord, bless in a mighty way, oh God. Continue to protect us and lead us and guide us as we go through this day and as we stay focused on you on this Friday, Lord. We give your name the glory. We give your name the praise and the honor. And for each and every leader of the TMC call, for the founders of the TMC call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, strengthen them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And just lift them to higher and higher heights that only you could take them to, God. And I just bless your holy name. We enjoy you, Lord. We thank you for your presence on this call. We thank you for your anointing on this call that breaks every yoke in the name of Jesus. And I declare these things to be so in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. As you could tell, I am so excited because I just feel the presence of God here this morning. And I'm telling you, there's nobody greater than the Lord that we serve. And I tell you, remove anything that's on your mind this morning. Let it go right now in the name of Jesus and reflect on the goodness of God because God has great things in store for each of you. But let him be the pilot in your life this morning. Let him show for you and see where he wants to take you. And to God be the glory. I love each and every one of you. I pray that each one of you will have a prosperous and safe weekend. And I look forward to hearing the great things that God is doing for you on the line on next week. To God be the glory. We give each one of you the warmest of kingdom greetings as we close out this call this day. Be blessed, and we will talk to you on the line again on Monday. Goodbye for now.